And if I know how many states there are, I can combine that with the Bose-Einstein factor to figure out which states are occupied. So before I just calculated states, and there were states of all possible wavelengths, but at a finite temperature, there is going to be some of the states will be occupied, and some of them won't be occupied. So the very high energy states won't be occupied at a low temperature. And the function that tells us which states are occupied and which states are not occupied is called the Bose-Einstein factor. After you know statistical physics, we can derive this. And I will do it in the advanced solid-state physics course. But because you don't really know so much about statistical physics, enough about statistical physics yet, we just leave it as something that appears. For bosons, this function tells us the mean number of bosons in a specific state.